is in Arizona, we brought in experts on the state. Wynn Holden, publisher of Arizona Highways Magazine, as well as Mr. Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways Magazine. We've been talking about some of our favorite places, some of our favorite photographers, and we're going to have a Jeopardy question that people are going to be able to win a four-pack to the Waste Management Open, as well as a cookbook from Arizona Highways.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, that'll be a Jeopardy question coming up here before top of the hour, so y'all stay tuned for that.
You'll need to text.
Okay, you'll need to text at 411-923. Robert, so I promised the people we would come back and talk about that secret little spot that you haven't been to yet. I've got mine.
Yeah, you know, it's well, there are probably about 100,000 secret little spots in the Grand Canyon I'd like to go see. But one place that I haven't been in the Grand Canyon is a place called Two Weep, which is a pretty remote, rugged experience to get out to it. But it's actually within the national park. And so that's a place I'm hoping to get to. I haven't been there yet, but it's on my list.
And is it Mather Point or Mather Point?
Mather Point.
Mather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So neither. Rosie always gets chomped when he mispronounces things. We get more phone calls on Rosie's mispronunciations than any other household project you could have.
Thank you. To know people are listening.
Thank you for bringing that up in front of our special guest.
It's endearing, babe.
Well, we do a rim-to-rim-to-rim hike of the Grand Canyon every Memorial Day. I say we. It's a group of friends. And I've made maybe three of the last seven. So I don't get to go every year, but I am going this year. And I have always, I've read a lot of Barry Goldwater's travels mm-hmm. through the state. And when he tells you all the places he's been and that he's got one favorite location, I stand up and take notice. And it's Thunder River mm-hmm. on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. This year, at the rim to rim to rim, I may not hike back mm-hmm. the second day. I may take that second day and drop off to Thunder River.
And that's a pretty good hike.
Yeah, too. I think it's 18 miles.
I think something one way. Like that, yeah. It's a good haul, but I haven't done that one either. I'll put that on my list. Maybe we'll go together.
I was going to say, maybe y'all should go together.
You know, I was just thinking of other guys I resent more than you two. And Roger Naylor's the other one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he writes a book on eating hamburgers and hiking Arizona. what kind of deal is that?
Pretty good one.
So, when?
Sir.
What you got coming up for us at Arizona Highways?
Well, there's lots of stuff coming up. One of the things, and you mentioned it earlier, so did Jennifer, the fact that we do, in addition to the magazine and the calendars and stuff that people are pretty familiar with, we do a series of books, guidebooks, photo books, and I'll brag on Robert a little bit, if you'll permit me. I mean, one of the things that differentiates him is every hike that's in the magazine, every hike that was in our hiking book, he does personally. So when you read about it, you know you're actually getting it from the, forgive me, Robert, horse's mouth. But we have a new book coming up. That's the Wildlife Guidebook for Arizona that we're doing in partnership with Arizona Game and Fish. It's literally going to the printer next week, and it should be available for sale by early May. We're excited about that. And the inspiration for that book came from my wife, Carolyn, who wanted to know about more about wildlife, and by gosh, we're doing a book.
What a great idea. Would you please send us a copy so we can talk it up
for
you?
Oh, absolutely. We'll send you several.
All right.
That'll be a fantastic book. I imagine y'all have been working with the Game and Fish photographer, George Andrenko?
We consulted with them. Yeah. They have some photography that we're using, but we have so many wonderful wildlife photographer contributors to the magazine and the calendar.
Y'all do.
That we were able to pull most of the content from that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, just photographing hummingbirds is like an art in all of itself.
It's spectacular.
Wynn Holden, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you, Rosie.
Really,
thank you,
really,
Jennifer.
Really appreciate you taking the time this Saturday morning. Miss Carolyn, thanks for getting him up. And Robert.
Yes.
Thanks a million. Hopefully we will cross someday in the future on some trail out there in the middle of nowhere.
I'd enjoy that very much. And thanks for the opportunity to talk a little bit about this great magazine.
One of the things Jennifer and I are trying to do is accomplish the Arizona Trail by horseback. So we've got two great horses that as well have seen all corners of the state. Jennifer would like to close this segment with a quote she found.
So in reading last night, I found this and I thought, this is what makes Arizona Highway Special. And this was a quote by Richard Nelson out of his writing The Island Within. from 1989. But I'll just preface it by saying he's talking about how there's so many wonderful places in the world. How do you, you know, every place is wonderful. There's, but he says, every place, like every person, is elevated by the love and respect shown toward it and by the way in which its bounty is received. And that's what y'all do. You make Arizona special with the love and respect you show it every single month in the Arizona highways. So I just thought that fit them wonderfully.
As soon as I'm done with today's broadcast, I'm off to Patagonia. Be hiking the Patagonia Mountains for 3 days.
Congratulations. Oh, wow.
It's a great spot. Wonderful. I love that area.
Okay, we need to do our little giveaway.
Okay, Jeopardy question. To win a four-pack to the Waste Management Open.
Any of the days.
And an Arizona Highways cookbook.
You'll need to text your answer. First text in. What was the photo of that turned Win Holden's heart to Arizona?
As seen in his grandmother's house in Detroit, Michigan.
What was that picture
when
of?
When he was 5 years old. What was the picture of?
Text to 411-923.
All right.
And the first person to get that correct will send those tickets to you for the Waste Management Open. And that's always at that same golf place. I can't remember. Yes. It's like off the 101 in Scottsdale.
We're foodies. We're not golfies.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you
just
guys.
Just look for green grass over there off the 101 and pull off with
big
the traffic
waste
sign.
The back of the magazine is always, where is this?
Correct. Yes.
No one from Arizona ever wins this.
I will tell you, it's a random selection. And because we have subscribers from all over the place, we do get a lot of out-of-towners. But, yeah.
All right. Romy.
Coming up next, we have Jeff Harper of Harper's Nursery, along with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau for your Outdoor Living Hour, talking all things landscaping, gardening, and agricultural.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.